Hello, my name is David Campagna, and welcome to the Sound Objectivity Podcast. Today, we're diving into a question that's more relevant than ever.
How do we adapt without losing our focus?
Look, change is inevitable, whether it be organizational restructuring, shifting personal goals, or rapid technological advances, it never stops. But hear what trips up even the smartest professionals. Change clouds focus. And when your focus slips, results usually follow. So in today's episode, we'll unpack how to stay grounded when everything around you is shifting. Let's get into it. Let's start with what makes this topic critical. We live and work in an era of constant transformation. Expectations have shifted on what it means to be an effective contributor, a resilient leader, or even a complete person. So how do we not just survive, but adapt, grow, and continue to show up focused? We'll explore how to develop cognitive adaptability, building lifelong learning habits, embracing uncertainty with the right mindset, and leading through change while keeping our eyes on the destination. Let's start with cognitive adaptability. It's your brain's ability to shift gears when the context around you changes. Think about it. You're handed a complex problem and none of the variables are clear. There's no playbook. What now? This is where your ability to look at the problem from different angles is critical. It's about combining analytical thinking with intuition. You don't have every piece of the puzzle, but you still need to make the call. People who thrive in uncertain times aren't relying on rigid instruction, they're leaning on mental agility. And part of that agility is knowing how to pivot when priorities change. Workloads shift, timelines tighten, client expectations evolve. You either cling on to the old plans, or you reassess, shift focus with speed, and hit your targets. That's adaptability. Now, let's talk about lifelong learning. And no, I don't mean signing up for every course on LinkedIn Learning. I'm talking about actively keeping your knowledge current and your perspective. Technology won't slow down for you, so staying informed requires intention. And if you're in a leadership role, here's the thing. Your team is watching. If you're not learning, why should they? Leaders who engage in active learning signal that growth is not an exception, it's a culture. And at its core, learning is relational. Share what you've learned with others. Passing knowledge forward makes it stick, and it multiplies impact across your team, your department, and even your clients. You can't avoid setbacks, and you most certainly cannot predict every shift. But you can develop the skills to manage your own emotional reaction in these moments. You'll navigate change without spiraling into frustration or shutting down. Having emotional intelligence doesn't mean bottling it up. It means being aware of what you're feeling and challenging those emotions productively. That's especially true when stakes are high and outcomes aren't guaranteed. Now, let's get personal about leadership, because it matters now more than ever. Adaptable leadership isn't just about solving problems. It's about helping others move forward through change with clarity, courage, and connection. Adaptable leadership means being creative under pressure, but it also allows building teams that trust each other, where the people feel safe to share, to try, and to fail without fear. Adaptability isn't a lone wolf skill. It thrives in diverse, inclusive, and honest environments. Leaders who foster this culture are positioned for long-term success. One way to build your adaptability muscles is to spot where your work processes can be improved and say something, maybe even leading that change. Got a new tool? Use it. Understand new processes? Dive right in. Don't be the person who waits until the old way isn't even an option anymore. Show that you can grow with the job, not against it. Finally, develop your learning agility. Can you take on new information and apply it quickly, even when you didn't plan on needing it to begin with? That's a superpower. And even more powerful, sharing that knowledge. Teach someone what you've just learned. Use tools, whether it be software like UiPath or simple collaboration apps. Transfer the knowledge that you know. This grows your influence and builds resilience in your team. Is it at work? Is it at home? Is it within yourself? Don't panic. Don't freeze. Adapt with your eyes open. While you're at it, keep your focus locked in on your values, your goals, and what matters most. That's your compass. And even if the path winds, it'll guide you home. If this episode resonated with you, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Subscribe to the Sound Objectivity Podcast wherever you listen. Head over to our website on www.soundobjectivity.com, where you'll find more detailed blog posts, including the one titled, How to Stay Adaptable in the Face of Uncertainty. Drop your feedback on Instagram at Sound Objectivity, and you could also find me on my Facebook page, The Sound Objectivity Podcast. You have been listening to Adapting to Change Without Losing Focus. My name is David Campagna, and this is the Sound Objectivity Podcast. Until next time.